We just learned now 10 of the most recited lines in Shas. And that is the Iker Makar to the Halacha of Yaver Val Yehoreg and Yehoreg Val Yaver. Right? Kol Aver Shebetoyra, and Mamre Le'ad Adam Aver Val Tehoreg, Yaver Val Yehoreg. Chutz Me'ad Zecham Gilash V'chaz Domim, but here it's going to be different. What is the Makar? So the Gemara says, the Makar is Avigdazor V'Avtsham Lekech V'chol Nafshecho. Ironically, it's Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, who ordinarily is Shamuti. Roitzeach, it's a Svaro. My chazis to damid dach samach tve, dumu damid ahu gaver samach tve, and as it relates to naira murasa, it's based on a hekish. Makish reitzeach le naira murasa. Kashi yochem mishal reyeru tzachen nefesh kein adaver asa. And this is the makar to the three cardinal sins. This is the makar that it's these three averus that are yehorg val yavah. Now, just to be clear, you see the Gemara brought a makar to it, right? It's not like you say, what if it's so obvious? These are the three most chomer de gaveris in the Torah. That's not what it is. Now, of course, there is a lot of that underlying these sources. Meaning, at the end of the day, what's pshat? Right? What is the pshat? What's the time of the krah? So, of course, it's based on the chomer of Avodah Zarah. And it's based on the chomer of Avodah Zarah. Of Gilad Reis. And it's based on the chomer of Shvichas Damim. But in terms of the Makar, the Gemara didn't just say Svarahu. Mar says svaru as it relates to shvichas damim. There's a svaru in my chazes, but when it comes to really understanding these three, it's all based on limudim. Now, what's interesting is what the Gemara didn't say is what's the makar that all the other averus in the Torah are yaver val yehari. What's the makar to that? We have a makar to the three averus that are yehari val yaver, as if to say the given is you wake up in the morning, it's yaver val yehari. Unless proven otherwise. Three times I could prove otherwise. My chaz is the dummy dach sumak tve, dumma dummy di day sumak tve, and the hektish. Okay, but hagufa, had you know when you woke up in the morning that everything else was yaver val yehoreg? I don't know, if the Torah says you have to keep Torah mitzvahs, maybe you have to keep Torah mitzvahs. So if you look at Rashi, right in the beginning of the sukkah, dibra maschel yaver val yehoreg, Rashi says, because it says v'chay b'hem v'loy shiyamos b'hem. So Rashi says that the makar to the ikur din of yaver val yehoreg is learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, because it says v'chay b'hem. It says v'chay b'hem. And v'chay b'hem is the makar to yaver val yehoreg. Now, based on that, I would think it's always true. Kamash b'lon, these three exceptions, based on the limudim. And really, the makar to Rashi is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that even Avodah Zarah is yaver val yehoreg. And how does he know it? From v'chay b'hem. Meaning, v'chaybem means everything. Oh, by the way, it also means Avodah Zarah. Now, we hold that Avodah Zarah not, based on Rabbi Eliezer. And we also hold Shvichas Domin and Gilad Reis not, based on the Svara and the Hekish. All good. But what, as it relates to everything else, as it relates to where there are no exceptions to the rule, for that already there's going to be v'chaybem. This is what Rashi says, and this is, I think, the Pashup Shat, right? You ask Yeshiva Bach and Yeshiva, what's the Makarti Abba Yahar? We'll say v'chaybem, v'lo Yishiyam v'spem. It's enough in a Rashi here. Sanhedrin Ayin Dalanam and Halv. Stating that, Toisvis, and it's the bottom Toisvis on Daf Ayin Dalanam and Beis. It's a two-line Toisvis, and again, the Cheshbon of the Gemara over there. But Toisvis over there says that I'm not sure that's true. It could be the fact that Kol Aver Sheba Torah is Yavah Val Yahar, something you know in Svara. In Svara. Meaning, you don't need v'chay b'hem for that. What, you have a hava mina? Do you have to give up your life to do a mitzvah mechtesi? Why should you have to give up your life? I don't need a v'chay b'hem to tell me. Says Tosfos, stating that, you see Chazal worked with the v'chay b'hem. And the reason they worked with the v'chay b'hem is because once I know that Avodah Zarah, Gilad Reis, Shvichas Damim, the din is Yehoreg Val Yavar, if I wouldn't have a limud of v'chay b'hem, I would think maybe we should learn all other Tayag mitzvahs from those three mitzvahs. Now, you're going to tell me that more chomer? I hear you'd have to get very fancy with all the limudim here. But the bottom line is, the reason there's a v'chay b'hem, says Tosfos, is not to teach me the ikur din of Yavar Val Yehoreg. The ikur din of Yavar Val Yehoreg is in Milsat Tolya B'svara. He says, you want to know why you have to come on to the v'chay b'hem? It's because without the v'chay b'hem, v'altech gemein tasado ahekish. I would learn it out from all those other three places. So to tell me not to learn it from those three places, that's why you have v'chay b'hem. But this goes down. This is the aleph beis of the sugya. This is even before you start. Machloik is Rashi and Tosfos. What is the makar to the basic halach of yaver val yehoreg? Rashi says, it's learned out from v'chay b'hem. Tosfos says that I think it's a milsat toli b'svara. The only reason we have v'chay b'hem is to neutralize the three exceptions so that you shouldn't learn from there. But really, it's something that I know misfar. L'may nafkamina? Oh, there's already nafkaminas in the world of Ray. But the bottom line is it something that I know intuitively, or is it something that I needed a pasuk for? That is the shaila.